Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to Augusta Free Press on Facebook. Haven't done one of these in a while. I'm Chris Graham, and we're going to talk some UVA sports today. A lot of UVA sports to talk about here, and it's kind of rare in the summertime to have as much as we have to talk about as we do today. Hey, if you've got any questions for us, please feel free to share that one here on our Facebook page. I'll be trying to monitor that as we're going through, but I've got a lot to get into, so we'll start. Let's start with Major League Baseball and the UVA baseball players and recruits who were signed by Major League teams after the 2021 draft, which was a couple weeks ago. A lot of these signings were done last week, so we're kind of catching up on this news. And the first two big news bits were two recruits in the class of 2021, I guess we could say, 2021-2022, that were signed, drafted high and then signed. And so guys who will not be matriculating on grounds the next season for Brian O'Connor and his squad. Benny Montgomery, not a surprise in the sense that Montgomery, the outfielder from Pennsylvania, was drafted eighth in the first round. He was slotted for a $5-point-something million signing bonus. That was $5.18 million. He ended up getting a $5 million signing bonus. That's 5 million reasons you're not coming to Charlottesville. No offense to Charlottesville, it's a great place. But if you're getting a $5 million bonus, you're not going to improve upon that in 3 years in Charlottesville. So Montgomery, who had committed to Virginia as a freshman 3 years ago, will be playing his trade with the Colorado Rockies. That's the team that took him in the eighth pick in the first round. This was a little bit of a surprise. The other bit of news recruiting-wise, Shane Panzini, a right-handed pitcher from Spring Lake, New Jersey, was taken in the fourth round with 108th pick. And he was slotted with that 108th pick for a $538,200 bonus. He ended up getting $1 million. And so the Royals, the Kansas City Royals, who drafted him in the fourth round, went over slot to get him. Well over slot, almost double the slot value, suggesting they would have taken him higher if there had not been any thought that he would maybe go to college. And so Panzini, who was only good numbers in high school, he should have good numbers with his stuff, 98-mile-an-hour fastball. He was 9-0 with a .91 ERA, 115 strikeouts in 61 and two-thirds innings last year. He won't be matriculating at UVA, right-handed pitcher. It's one of the things in college baseball. We talked about that with Brian O'Connor on the Jerry Ratcliffe show a few weeks ago. But you can almost out-recruit yourself. And both those guys were cornerstones of the coming recruiting class, and they're not going to be playing at Virginia. So that's just part of the game, part of baseball. Happens to all the top teams anyway. The potential of your guys getting snagged in the draft. So there were other players who were current players for Virginia that also were drafted and have now signed. In fact, everybody who was drafted has now signed, so no one will be returning. You have that option. You know, if you can be drafted after your junior year, and it's not like the basketball or football drafts where once you declare for the draft, you're gone. Once you declare for the draft and sign an agent, you're gone. With the baseball players, they can actually be drafted, subjected to the draft, and then they can come back for one more year as long as they're not seniors. And in this year, with the COVID redshirt year, everybody could have come back. But, okay, I've said that. Zach Geloff is the first guy we'll go through. Geloff taken in the second round. He got a $1.16 million bonus. Geloff, the third baseman for the College World Series team. Signed with the Oakland A's, who had drafted him with the 60th pick in the first round. Hit .312 last year, 9 homers, 41 RBIs. 12 stolen bases and 13 tries also for Geloff. Another key player on the team, Andrew Abbott, the ace of the team, the left-handed Friday night starter, 9-6, 2.87 ERA in 2021. Should have been drafted last year. We're lucky that he was back because of the shortened draft in 2020. Drafted with the 53rd pick in the second round. So same with Cincinnati Reds, a $1.3 million bonus. So there's $3 million guys right there. Actually, four when you count, yeah, Panzini. So $4 million guys right there. A couple other key guys, Griff McGarry, Mike Vassell, two starting pitchers. Vassell, Abbott, and McGarry were your original starting rotation, weekend starting rotation for Virginia this year before McGarry dropped off in April and then came back and had a great postseason. McGarry was a fifth-round pick, and he signed to a $322,000 bonus, a little bit below slot value, around $50,000 below. McGarry, of course, you remember the seven shutout innings in the Super Regional, that game two win, and then the no-hitter into the eighth in a College World Series, a game that Virginia eventually lost when the bullpen blew the lead to Mississippi State, the eventual champion. So McGarry, fifth round pick. Then also Mike Vassell, I mentioned, 7-5, 4.52 ERA this year, and had a big boy effort against Texas in Omaha before Virginia lost that game. He pitched into the, I believe, the eighth inning in that game. And in a game he left, I think the game was tied when he left. He signed for a $181,000 bonus with the New York Mets, who were taking him in the eighth round. Nick Kent also going to Colorado. Colorado gets Benny Montgomery and then Nick Kent, the shortstop. Colorado took him in the 11th round, $175,000 bonus, $50,000 above slot. So good for him and his agent. 3-year starter in the middle infield for Virginia, Nick Kent from Charlottesville. So played in 130 straight games, closed out his UVA career. And finally, and this will wrap it all up for the baseball, Zach Messenger, the righty reliever, signed with the Yankees. He was a 13th round draft pick, signed. And again, credit to the agent here, signed for $225,000, $100,000 above his slot, 57 innings in 2021, four starts, 24 relief appearances. He struck out a career high 64 batters, had a 489 ERA. But he was the he was a setup man, but also sort of the first guy out of the pen in tight games for Brian O'Connor this year. So I did a sum total of the signing bonuses for all the UVA players and recruits, $9.36 million in signing bonuses for these guys. They've all been assigned to various places in minor league baseball, whether it be the instructional leagues of their respective teams or even some rookie league or low A teams. So they're there, and that's where we'll see these guys playing some baseball coming up, and we'll be rooting for these guys to move on too, up the ladder, up to Major League Baseball, right? So, hey, I thought I'd throw out there talking some Olympic hoops. This is kind of a quick note, but I'm not sure as we're doing this live on Facebook, and those listening on the podcast, you'll hear it a little later on Monday. Mike Toby and Francisco Cafaro faced off in the Olympics, in the men's basketball Olympics in Pool C. Slovenia has Mike Toby as its starting center. Don't ask how that all happens. Mike Toby from New York played college ball at Virginia, obviously played high school ball in New Jersey. 11 points, 14 rebounds for Slovenia in the 118-100 win over Argentina. Toby 5-for-8 from the field in 28 minutes in the win. Dallas Mavericks star Luka Doncic is the star player on that team for Slovenia. He had 48 points. And Francisco Cafaro plays for Argentina, and he got some time, in the last minutes of this loss, the 18-point loss for Argentina. Didn't get a shot off, didn't snare a rebound. He did have three fouls in the game for Argentina. So next up for Slovenia, there are three four-team pools. These two teams are in Pool C. Slovenia will play host Japan at 12:40 Eastern time on Thursday, and then Argentina will play Spain at 8 a.m. Eastern time on Thursday. And, I don't have the schedule in front of me to know if this game is replaying, the game Slovenia versus Argentina is replaying on NBC or one of the families later today on Monday for those live with us here. It may be, and you may be able to find it on demand. If you just want to see Mike Toby, 2016 UVA grad, and then again, Cafaro, a rising redshirt junior. And gosh, with all the COVID redshirt, he might be a redshirt sophomore for all we know. Still not sure how that's all going to work out for everybody. But those two guys are UVA guys. Good to see them in the Olympics. And so our last story we'll go into here, and we'll see if we have any questions. I haven't seen any yet pop up. The last story we'll go into here, though, ACC football preseason balloting. UVA gets no love was one of my headlines. Clemson the favorite, which is it's almost like, that's dog bites man, right? That's not even a headline. It's not worth reporting on there. But Clemson is the ACC favorite, not a surprise. Overall champion. There were 147 votes cast by the writers and broadcasters like me who went down for the ACC kickoff last week down in Charlotte. Clemson got 125 votes as the overall champ. Carolina was second. North Carolina was second with 16. Miami got 3. Virginia won. I didn't cast that vote. Georgia Tech won. NC State won. I'm a homer, but I'm not that much of a homer. The Atlantic Division, Clemson got 146 of the 147 votes. NC State got the other. I'm imagining that the person who voted NC State the overall champion probably also voted, obviously, them the Atlantic Division champion. The rundown in the Atlantic by the consensus, I guess we can say, of the media, Clemson 1, NC State 2, Boston College 3, Florida State 4, Wake Forest 5, Louisville 6, Syracuse 7. And I would go with 1, 2, and 3 maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, I think there's going to be some competition there. I'm not sure if Florida State should be 4. I think Wake could be ahead of them. I think Louisville could be ahead of them, actually, over there in the Atlantic. The coastal vote went such. North Carolina is the favorite, 109 of the 147 votes. Miami was second with 28. Virginia Tech third with 3 first-place votes. Pitt got a first-place vote. Virginia got 2 first-place votes. I did give Virginia a first-place vote. I think Virginia I'm going to say it. I think Virginia will win the coastal this year. Defending champion Virginia will win the coastal this year. And Georgia Tech was 6th and then Duke 7th. Georgia Tech actually got 4 first-place votes. So that's, Miami being 2nd, I pointed out, I guess, in the story I wrote on Augusta Free Press, what happens often in these situations, there are these events are usually held in either Greensboro or Charlotte. Right, last few years it's been in Charlotte, but they've been at golf resorts in North Carolina as well. A lot of Carolina writers show up, not just North Carolina. I don't mean, UNC writers. I mean, writers based in the Carolinas, particularly North Carolina. And then a few of us from other regions in the ACC show up. There weren't a lot of Virginia writers. There aren't a lot of Virginia writers anymore, to be honest. Lee Enterprises has taken care of that. They've consolidated operations with the Virginia newspaper so much that there's a few folks who cover Virginia and Virginia Tech. And they have to collaborate an awful lot. But so there's not a lot of folks from the Commonwealth who go to this event. There were just a few of us. That's not the only reason that Carolina got 109 first place votes in the coastal, but there's probably a reason Virginia only got 2. There's just not a lot of us there anymore. Virginia picked 5th and Virginia Tech 3rd. Miami 2nd. I'm not sure. Miami and Florida State always get rated higher preseason than they probably should in football because there's always that expectation that they're still Miami and Florida State by name, right? So they haven't played that way for a while. Certainly Miami hasn't. They never live up to expectations. Florida State hasn't recently since Jimbo Fisher's last season, certainly. But that's where it is. And I imagine what will happen next. I've already cast, of course, my ballot, but I've also published my preseason ballot for the offense, defense, special teams, et cetera. And I'm sure that'll come out pretty soon too, maybe as early as tomorrow. And when that does happen, I'll go over what the consensus of media was versus what my consensus was. And we'll kind of compare notes there. I'm sure I'll be wrong, just like I was with my all ACC balloting, but that's still fun. It doesn't matter. I don't see any questions out there, so we may cut this one short, but it's been fun to do this. A lot of UVA news to get into. And we were able to get into it today. So I was looking to make sure I had a text and making sure it wasn't a question from somebody there. So it's not, at least not for about UVA sports. So we're going to go ahead and sign off here on this broadcast. So thank you for joining us here on the show. Really appreciate your time. And for those listening on the podcast as well, look, thank you for joining us. If you have future questions for us to address in the future, please feel free to either email me at AugustaFreePress2@gmail.com. That address is on the website. You can send a message through Facebook. You can send it through Twitter. Lots of ways to get a question to me. I'll be glad to try to address here on a future show or podcast. Thank you for your time, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham. Get the latest on the Hoos and up-to-the-minute local news, politics, and sports online at AugustaFreePress.com.